I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The United Nations today reported some rare positive news about the famine in Somalia. The UN says food assistance has now reached nearly half of the people in need. The bad news is, well, the other half. The UN is warning that some 750,000 Somalis are at risk of dying from famine in the next 4 months. The crisis is compounded by an ongoing war between Somalia's security forces and extremists. Hundreds of thousands of Somalis have already fled the nation in the Horn of Africa for neighboring Kenya. Many have wound up in Kenya's giant Dadaab refugee camp. Its population has swelled to more than 400,000 people. The BBC's Wairimu Gitahi recently visited the camp.
First of all, I expected it to be quite congested, which it wasn't congested. I mean, it's very well organized. There are three camps that actually make up the Dadaab refugee camp. And one of the things that impressed me the most though is that I went to visit one of the people I interviewed and they offered me a soda. Wow. I was like, wow, you know. So I must say that I was very, very impressed compared to the many, many reports that I've read or seen on television about, you know, starving children who are there, but not everybody who's there is starved, as sometimes we tend to show via news reports.
Right. And we should say that Dadaab refugee camp hasn't just sprung up out of the blue in the midst of this current crisis. It's been around for several years, but is now seeing a large influx of refugees from the Horn of Africa. You met some people who've lived most of their lives in Dadaab. Does that mean there's a school system, transportation?
Yes, very much. You know, in fact, there's a direct bus that you can get from Dadaab right inside the capital of Nairobi. Mm. And many, many people travel there. I mean, and then also right now, there are a lot of motorbikes that people use around there. They're the most popular ones. I mean, it's quite thriving. It's quite a thriving place. I think it's because when people live in a place for so long, I mean, 20 years, you need to find ways of going on with your life.
Now, one of the challenges, obviously, in a refugee camp of this size is how to provide medical care for 400,000 people. You also spent some time, Wairimu, with a doctor there. His name is Gedi Mohammed. He says the people he sees are in pretty rough condition.
Because by the time they come here, they're already at a breaking point. In the last few weeks, we've seen high number of women that are raped on the way to coming here. It's really difficult, and you can never solve all the problem as long as you have more of these people coming.
Where does that doctor, Wairimu, get all his funding to treat these people?
The doctor that we just had is a doctor who works for Médecins Sans Frontières.
Right,
MSF,
Doctors Without Borders,
which deals in emergency situations. So MSF provides all the donor funding for that specific hospital. Now, in the beginning, they still had the same resources for the refugees who were there. So these resources weren't enough. And now it's quite okay. It's not as bad as it was in the beginning. So the refugees who are coming in, I could say, are getting quite much more support than they were in the beginning.
Wairimu, your reporting from Dadaab includes much of the everyday life of people in the camp, including a woman you met who was preparing for her wedding day. Here she is.
Love is everywhere, even in refugee camps. People think refugees are too desperate to fall in love, but no, love is natural. Refugees are also human. They fall in love, they get married, they have children. In this camp, you often find weddings taking place. No matter where you are, you will always find love.
I've got to say, it's amazing, that comment. Very uplifting, the sense of normalcy in a refugee camp of people escaping crisis. And it shows the resilience of these people. What are the long-term plans for Dadaab refugee camp, Wairimu? What does the Kenyan government want?
What I'd say, for example, from what I concluded from the Kenyan president, President Kibaki, said recently, is that the Dadaab problem is best solved inside Somalia. So as long as we don't have a solution for Somalia, it's very, very difficult to be able to sort out the issue of refugees. So I'm feeling like there are some solutions, but of course the main solution has to come from help from the global community to end the war in Somalia. It's been going on for far too long.
That's the BBC's Wairimu Gitahi speaking with us about the massive refugee camp in Dadaab in northeastern Kenya. Wairimu, thank you very much.
Thank you.